And joining us this morning in our Weeby 108 studios is Chaz the Cream Puff Guy. Good morning, Chaz.
Morning, Norm. How are you?
Great. I'm so looking forward to taking our first bite. You've been there, what, how many years?
The Cream Puff Man, I've been there 8-9 years. It's fun. It's fun. I come and bear gifts to people like you and talk on the radio.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. I read there's something new this year, too.
There's a lot new.
A new flavor. Starts with a C-H.
Chocolate!
So how do you come up with the different types of fillings? I mean, is there a committee or just say, hey, we're going to do this?
Yeah, there's a baking team. When they came on a few years back, they talked about, we think we're going to add some flavors. And initially you're like, you know, it was like when they fooled around with Coca-Cola. It was like, you're going to. And then they threw out some possibilities. And pumpkin was the first. And it went over great. So what's the next one to throw out there is chocolate. So I think every year you're going to now be experiencing a new flavor.
Are the eclairs still part of your repertoire, Chaz?
Yeah, eclairs, they go out the door quick, too. They're all, again, all from the same bakery, all freshly made daily. So, yes, if you have a preference to an eclair, this is the place to get them.
And you are the man behind the controls of all these great pastries. Now, with Connecticut Day coming up, and for those of you who perhaps have never been to the Big E, there are incredible rides. There are attractions that you just don't get a chance to see anywhere else. And it's so close to Connecticut here in our state. And the food is just phenomenal. What have you learned in the past 10 years about people's changing tastes or attitudes about maybe becoming a little bit more healthy? When they go to the Big E, do they put all the diets aside?
Well, I think people are coming there to enjoy everything, you know. But we have, you know, this year now there's a new place called Soulfully, and they're doing some vegan recipes. They're Sassy Sweet Potatoes, which is obviously sweet potato pie, sweet potato tacos. So they are getting some healthy repertoire in there along with our, you know, turkey legs and fried pickles and pizza. So, but you're at a fair. It's fun. You know, you let it go. I mean, you're there for the ride. You're walking off most of your calories.
So, that's true. Very true.
100 acres to burn off. We have 150-foot super Ferris wheel coming in this year. Norm, 26 compartments, climate control compartments. They're called gondolas. And you stand in it, and it just, you're going to see the whole park.
Wow.
It's going to be pretty wild.
Very incredible.
I'd like to see you on that one.
I would love to do that. Do a live Weeby 108 broadcast. That'll be something I haven't done yet in my career. Been in blimps, but never in a gondola and Ferris wheel like that.
Right?
Wow, that's very cool. And, of course, the concerts, another big attraction.
Yeah, Leonard Skinner finishes off our season October 2nd. So the Happy Together Tour is the Turtles Association, Classic Four, and Badfinger.
Very cool.
Yeah, but then we have, you know, we have rap, we have Nelly, we have a Young Gravy, they have country, Chase Rice and Jimmy Allen, they have Ernest. You cannot run out of entertainment.
So it's very simple to get to for those of you who want to find out all the info. And we have Chaz the Cream Puff Man here today with us, who is telling us about his incredible cream puffs and eclairs. But very simple. The website?
TheBigE.com. It's the simplest thing to go to. As soon as it pops up, you'll see entertainment. You'll see attractions, food. It's right there. Just pop on it. Easy to navigate.
Because it really isn't that far from where we are in Connecticut, in southern Connecticut. About an hour, 20 minutes, not even. Maybe an hour, and then you're right there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're trying to break last year's record of 1.5 million people. So spread the word. Get out there. We're only there 17 days. Best fair in the country.
So how many do you make every year of the cream puffs?
Last year, we did over 50,000.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's a lot of cream puffs.
And Chaz, what do you do when you go home and it's like, oh, I want some dessert?
I dream of cream puffs.
Well, a decade's worth of cream puff making. You're terrific, and so is the Big E. So happy to have you in our podcast here at Weeby 108. Look forward to thebige.com and getting there to enjoy a really great home feeling of what it is to be at a New England fair like that.
The best in the country, Norm. Don't miss out.